Lackful action doesn't pay off. Well, Abraham, many years ago, I owned a motel down near El Paso, Texas, and H.L. Hunt, who at that time was one of the wealthiest men in the United States, he was one of the multi-billionaires, called me. He had purchased, it's called Ojo Caliente, a small resort down on the Rio Grande River that was financially failing, and he'd heard that I might have some useful information to help him turn it around. As we were visiting in my little coffee shop, I had a difficult time focusing on our conversation because I just couldn't understand why a man that wealthy would be still discontent and looking for a way of making more money. I wondered why he didn't just sell the place at whatever price and go on about his life enjoying the money he had already accumulated. And I have another friend who's in the multi-billionaire class. We were in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil, walking on the beach and a few years ago, and he was talking about some business problems he was having. And it really struck me that that man, so wealthy, would have any kinds of troubles. But what I've learned from you, Abraham, and I've learned a lot from you, is that our true success in life is not about how much money we have or about having the things, right?